Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Amy Krueger is with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about how folks can help out her family. She's got a brother and his family that recently suffered a fire in their home, and for anybody who's ever gone through something like that, they understand how devastating that can be, and folks can step up to help out the family here, too. Amy, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wish we were visiting about something more positive.
Right, right.
But, you know, from the ashes, I guess we try to take something positive from that, and it's never a good phone call or something good to get news from someone to all of a sudden say, hey, your house is on fire.
Right. You kind of, you know, you initially go into a panic, and then you try telling yourself, oh, it's probably not that bad. I'm sure everything's okay. And then you get there, and everything is not okay. You know, luckily for my brother Ben and his family, they were all out of the house. Misty and the kids had just left for lunch maybe a half hour earlier. And the only living things in the house were the three dogs and a cat. The dogs survived. The firemen were able to get them out okay. Unfortunately, the cat did perish. So that was heartbreaking for the family and especially the kids.
Well, the pets are part of the family, too. We sometimes forget that until something like this comes up. But, you know, it's so many things get lost in a fire like this. And this happened just recently. This was just, a week or so ago?
Just exactly a week ago, yeah, May 28th.
Yeah. So it's still very fresh in everyone's minds. And, you know, have we ever much thought about that? When you stop and think about your life, think about your situation, what if there was a fire? Usually the first thing people think about is, well, we're insured.
Right.
You know, so we've got that. But, you know, what in the world do you do? If there's enough damage that you can't move right back in that same day, where do you go? What do you do? What if you have, it's not just you. What if it's, you know, the kids and pets and whatever else? You know, what is your contingency plan? We don't think about something like that until it happens. How did that play out for them?
Yeah, you don't, you know, I mean, nobody wants to plan for a fire. But I will tell you, I think very consciously now of when I leave my house, what the clothes that I have on my back, because that is what you leave with. That's all that you have. You know, luckily Misty had her purse and Ben had his wallet and, you know, those things were saved. But all your clothes are unwearable. They weren't destroyed in the fire, but they smell so horrible that you can't wear them. They're covered in soot. All your belongings are either burned or covered in ash, and just the smell is unbearable. You can't even imagine how bad it is. So, you know, I mean, initially it was where are the dogs? You know, that was first and foremost in everybody's minds. And luckily, you know, the fire department got them out, and they were rushed to the to doctors Pat and Kate Hoffman, and they gave them oxygen and shots and all that. So, you know, the dogs are still at the vets to this day because the family is now living in a hotel, the Boulders, there in Atlantic. And, you know, they can't have three dogs in one hotel room. So, you know, the whole family is crunched into this room. Insurance, gratefully, State Farm Insurance was there immediately. And, you know, they handed Ben a check for immediate, you know, needs, necessities, get some clothes to wear for the week. You know, you need to eat, you need all this stuff. You know, they've got to replace everything. You don't think about it. They have to replace all their contacts. You know, they just bought like a year's worth of contacts. Well, you can't wear them. They have to replace Charisma's, the daughter's, retainer. She can't wear that now. You know, it's things you just don't think about. And, you know, so luckily State Farm was there, and they got him in the hotel, and Ben and Misty were able to get some clothes and clothe all the kids. But, you know, it was funny. Charisma's in driver's ed right now, and she called in a panic on Saturday, called her mom and said, I can't drive because the only shoes I have are flip-flops. And, you know, her mom said, well, just trade shoes with the girl that's with you because you have to wear tennis shoes when you're driving. And so it's, you know, it's little things like that you don't think about. And, you know, the other thing is Ben works for Camblin's in Atlantic, And Misty was working at the Griswold Care Center, but on May 12th, she had to have neck surgery. So she had to leave that job to have the surgery. She was planning to open an in-home daycare, you know, once she recovered from the surgery, so like, you know, this month or next month. And now that's all up in the air. So now they're down to one income. And can you imagine just the, they're really starting to feel the stress and the frustration, and they are just exhausted, and everything's just so up in the air.
Well, the one thing you can help provide is some financial assistance for folks like this. And with financial assistance also comes some peace of mind, too.
Absolutely. I mean, there, you know, you have all this other stuff that you have to stress about. I mean, insurance is probably going to cover, you know, repairs to the house and whatever needs to be done in the house and recovering some things. But there's still all those living expenses. They right now are looking for a rental home, and they haven't been able to find one in the Atlantic area, any surrounding communities. They need some place to live, and with three dogs. I mean, we got to get the dogs out of the vets. So when they get into that rental house, insurance will cover rent, but they're still going to have to pay all their utilities. They're still going to have to pay, you know, what utilities are still on at the old house, the house that caught fire. You know, it's those things that you just, I told Ben, I said, you don't realize how fast your money is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know people, especially in Atlantic and the surrounding communities, are very hesitant to donate to a situation like this, to a family that they don't know. But I will say that they are just very good, down-to-earth people. And this is a tragedy that happened. And I'm so thankful to KJN for having the article online and letting people know. And, you know, there isn't much that I personally can do for them, but this is something that I can do. I can be completely unashamed about asking for money because it's not for me. It's for somebody that I love desperately. And I will move heaven and earth to help them out any way that I can. And this is how I can.
Well, we all hope to have friends and family that feel that way. How can folks make that donation?
They can make a donation directly to Great Western Bank in Atlantic. They can mail it. The address is 1407 East 7th Street in Atlantic, 50022. They can also get gift cards. You know, I was thinking they're going to need to eat. They're going to need to be eating out while they're staying at the hotel. So I thought, you know, gift cards to Atlantic restaurants or places there, the grocery stores, you know, I was thinking Hy-Vee and Walmart, you know, they can get clothes and things like that there too. Nebraska Furniture Mart, because they're going to have to replace probably all, you know, every little thing in their house. So I just thought, you know, people in Walnut especially have been asking me and my parents how they can help Ben, and you know, this is how they can help. They don't, you know, they're not ready to take furniture or any kind of donations because they're not living anywhere right now. So this is truly their need. And their most immediate need is finding a rental home. They are desperate to find some place to live in the meantime. So if anybody knows of anything, please let us know.
I suppose try to do whatever they can to try to get things back to somewhat of a normal pattern of life once again. That would be a big peace of mind, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially for the kids. I mean, the kids are out of school right now, and, you know, what do you do with them all day long?
Yeah, you can only stare at each other for so long, and even if you love each other, right?
Exactly. I'd be pretty sick of everybody at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's good that we can laugh a little bit about this because no one was hurt. And,
right.
But, you know, it's your whole life that's in your home, and some things just can't be replaced. But there are certain needs that do need to be met, as you've outlined. So if folks can do any of that, they would love to be able to take that for them and help them out any way they can. So Great Western Bank here in Atlantic.
Yes.
And they just need to make sure that they note on the check, or if they drop something off in person there, that they let them know what it's for.
Correct. Make sure you either make it out to Ben Krieger, or you make sure the bank knows that it goes to Ben Krieger. And you can put house fire on your memo line as well.
Okay, that's easy enough then. Very good. And if they have any questions about that at all, can they get a hold of you or any of the family?
Absolutely. You know what? They can call my cell phone. I can't guarantee that I'll answer it every time, but leave me a voicemail and I'll be sure to get back to you. My phone number is 402-955-9125. And especially if anybody knows of a rental house, please let me know as soon as possible, and I'll get the word out to them.
You bet. So it's Ben and Misty, and how many children?
Three children, Connor, Colin, and Charisma.
And how old?
9, 11, and 16.
Oh, they do need some space, don't they?
Yeah. They need to run. They need some place to, you know, get outside and play.
You bet. Well, they're at that age where they need their own space a little bit, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very good. Well, we hope folks can step up to the plate and help out as best they can. And, you know, just imagine if you were put in that situation, you're going to have to turn to a number of people for help. The insurance companies are usually pretty good about following up on those things. But as you quickly find out, the things that are uncovered by insurance are wonderful, but there are plenty of regular expenses that aren't.
Exactly.
And, you know, the Red Cross and agencies like that can only do so much to help. So.
Right.
Yeah, it takes a good group of folks around the area to help out, too. Well, Amy, thanks so much for your time, and we wish we weren't having this conversation, but the sad fact is we are, and hopefully folks will respond to this.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.